On a brief return to the United States, I spent a day at the Beinecke Library in New Haven. There I found the Olga Rudge papers, filed in 208 boxes, taking up 108 feet of shelf space. I read dozens of letters and other documents, each providing a fragmented glimpse into the world of Ezra Pound and Olga Rudge. One letter was of particular, if ironic, interest. It was from Mary in Brunnenburg to Olga in Venice, in August 1959. Disciples and scholars had been coming to the castle and foraging through Pound's papers like hogs after truffles. Mary was growing weary of it and wrote to her mother, "Have reread the Aspern papers last night. God, I have a mind to make a big bonfire and burn up every single scrap of paper." Nearly 30 years later, on February 24, 1988, Mary again wrote to Olga from Brunnenburg. "Dearest Mother, you asked me to put it in writing. Time is precious, hence briefly, defund your foundation and make sure that the only place we can call home will be kept up by one daughter, two grandchildren, four great-grandsons of whom you carry photographs around. If you want to entrust the technicalities to Walter, I am sure he'll be ready to assume responsibility. At present, you are tending the fire in a place that does not belong to you. With love, Mary." My most curious discovery at the Beinecke, however, was not something I read, but something I was not permitted to read. All but one of the 208 boxes of the Olga Rudge papers were available for perusal. One box, number 156, was off-limits, restricted until the year 2016. Box 156 contained the papers of the Ezra Pound Foundation. I would like to have asked Jane Rylands what the sealed box contained and why it was sealed. There were a number of other questions I would have put to her as well, but since Philip had warned me that he would view even the submission of written questions as an invasion, I did not. Instead, I called the Beinecke's director, Ralph Franklin, and asked him why this box, and only this box, was sealed. That was one of the conditions upon which the Ezra Pound Foundation agreed to the sale. Why the year 2016, which is 26 years after the deal was signed? I don't know. "Did you pay Jane Rylands any money?" I asked. "We never dealt with Jane Rylands directly," he said. "We dealt with the Ezra Pound Foundation. There were two competing parties, both claiming ownership of Olga Rudge's papers. Olga Rudge on the one hand and the Ezra Pound Foundation on the other. We bought out both claims and thereby bought the papers." "At that point, of course," I said, "the foundation consisted only of Jane Rylands and a lawyer in Cleveland. Shortly after making the deal with Yale, they dissolved the foundation. What happened to the money?" "I don't know what the foundation did with the money it was paid." "Would that information be revealed in the box that sealed until 2016? "Even I don't know what's in the box," he said.